This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last week, right here on Idaho Matters, we told you how the United Way Treasure Valley and the Idaho Community Foundation are working together to get much needed financial help to people who are now experiencing housing insecurity because of the coronavirus pandemic. Nora Carpenter, Executive Director of the United Way Treasure Valley, and Karen Billowith with the Idaho Community Foundation are joining us live today to give us an update on this project. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
So first off, for people who aren't aware, Nora, can you tell us again what the COVID-19 Response and Recovery Fund for Idaho is?
Sure. This is a statewide fund with regional giving capabilities focused on human service response, non-governmental human service response across the state, focusing even more specifically on housing support, economic stability, and health and well-being resources. So this is an opportunity for individuals, corporations, foundations to pool resources, and Karen can speak to the pool itself, pool resources financially that then are distributed to communities and populations disproportionately impacted by the virus.
So Karen, talk a little bit about what the fund looks like right now.
We have been really excited and pleased with the response. We have received several large LEAP gifts from other charitable foundations across the state with interest in getting funds out as soon as possible. And then many different individuals, including donors from their donor advised funds at the community foundations. So the first major foundation to come to the table was Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation for Health. And since that time, other foundations have responded. So we've also received gifts from the Northwest Area Foundation, and Micron Foundation has been matching gifts from their employees, and several others are making commitments as we speak. So we're really pleased at the initial response. We expect that we will continue to see the gifts coming in, and once we send out the first grants, we'll be able to inspire more people with the stories about those gifts as well.
So let's talk about how this assistance will work, because when Nora was on the program last week, but for people who didn't hear this, the financial assistance will not go directly to individuals, correct? It will be given to reputable, like, nonprofit organizations.
That's right. So we, both the United Way and the Community Foundation, have experience in making grants to community-based organizations. So that are working with individuals. And we trust that those organizations will know how to best distribute in local communities to individuals. So there are funds, there are other supports for individuals and small businesses. And I would direct people to the Idaho Nonprofit Center and some other resources where they can find information about that. I believe, Nora, you have some of that information up on your website as well.
Yeah, United Way has a resource center at unitedwaytv.org for individuals. And as Karen said, this is intended to be grants to existing human service organizations.
And Nora, the grant process is officially open, correct?
It is. In fact, as of this morning, across the state, we have about 60 completed grant requests in, and about that same number somewhere in the process. It's a very simple grant process. It is online based. And again, you can find an organization who might be interested in seeking a grant can visit unitedwaytv.org or the Idaho Community Foundation's website, either one, for a link to that online platform. It's very simple. We just need a little basic information about the organization and answer 5 or 6 very simple questions. We want to make this as barrier free as possible so that our grant reviewers can get going as quickly as possible and begin to get some of these resources back to the communities that need them.
When do you think you'll be able to give out these first grants?
Karen, do you want to talk to that?
Absolutely. We are currently working with a statewide steering committee and then local grant reviewers to make sure we can be responsive as soon as possible. So we expect the first grants to go out around April 8th. And then we'll continue over the next 30 days to send out grants on a rolling basis, hopefully weekly or at least every other week.
How has this been for both of your organizations? Because this has moved fast. I mean, grant processes don't usually happen this quickly.
So this is Nora. I'll jump in from United Way's perspective. There's sort of two lenses to this. On the one hand, this is what United Way does all the time, is unite resources quickly. So we were happy to be able to jump in partnership with the Idaho Community Foundation and Idaho Nonprofit Center and stand this resource up pretty quickly. On the other side of the coin, it really gives us great insight and great, maybe is not the right word there, but some significant insight to the capacity of our nonprofit community to respond. We are very blessed in Idaho to have a very strong social service network, but they need our help. And many of them are not deep in financial resources to be able to do the work that they do. So we appreciate this platform and the ability to move quickly to try to connect donors who want to make a difference with community service organizations who are making a difference.
And Karen, we should note that if there are people or organizations that still want to donate to this fund, they still can do that.
Absolutely. The fund will remain open as long as we continue to receive requests. And because, as Nora said, we're being responsive and this is a rolling basis, we will continue to make grants out over the course of the next several weeks and maybe months. So one of the things that I think is important for people to understand is they can continue to donate, and not all of the funds will be distributed at the same time, because we want to be able to stay nimble and follow the response as it changes and the needs may change.
Right. And before I let you go, Nora, I want to flip gears really quick, because I want to talk about something Way Treasure Valley has done. And this is basically making sure that the needs for personal protective equipment for our medical community gets met. Can you talk about this central portal that the United Way has put together?
I'm happy to. So once again, unitedwaytv.org is where you will find a donation portal. So think of this as a match.com kind of system to match particularly businesses who have personal protective gear, medical gear, sanitation equipment in their existing inventory with our health service community who desperately need this. I think we've all been hearing a lot about the decreasing supplies of PPEs, that new term that we're all familiar with, and which includes respirators and protective wear gear, we call them bunny suits or gowns, along with hand sanitizer and other very basic sorts of items. That supply is dwindling rapidly, and there is a whole system in place to try to bring more resources in, but that is not super fast. So in the meantime, United Way is working with our regional district health departments and our care providers across the medical spectrum, including nursing centers and clinics, folks you may not think about who need protective gear, to try to identify particularly businesses who may use gloves, hand sanitizer, protective masks, goggles, anything, a respirator or a mask, anything in that vein. We're matching up the existing supply that could be donated with the need. And boy, I just looked before I hopped on this call, I looked at the requests from our medical community, and it's big. But it's also extremely basic. They need hand sanitizer, just like we do in our homes. They need cleaning supplies, just like we do in our homes. So I'm really reaching out now to our business community, ag, manufacturing, colleges and university research centers, paint, chemical, other medical providers who are scaling back right now, dentistry, et cetera. If you have these kind of items, please visit unitedwaytv.org and share your inventory. Our team behind the scenes will match what the medical clinics, health clinics, nursing centers, et cetera, need with what we have, and we'll do a virtual match and try to get supplies leveled, if you will, until the bigger orders start to roll into the state.
I want to thank both of you for all you are doing. This is so critically needed right now. And it really is all of us coming together. We keep hearing that we're all in this together, but we truly are. So thank you to both of you, Nora Carpenter, the Executive Director of the United Way Treasure Valley, and Karen Billowith with the Idaho Community Foundation. Much thanks.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters.